What would the bucket be made out of?
Well, years ago they used to have wooden buckets, but we never did. We just used, you know, tin or aluminum or glass jugs or something like that.
And something that you'd carry food out to the pigs in would be a...
Oh, to the pigs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd carry it out in...
Yeah, the slop can.
Okay. And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
Oh, you mean to put them in a vase or something like that?
Uh-huh. And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the... You'd give everyone a... To eat with, you'd give everyone a...
Oh, next to the plate? You mean a napkin or the... Some certain dishes or what?
And the eating utensils would be a...
Oh, you mean just the plates and cups and saucers, or...?
Uh-huh. And to pick up the food with, you give everyone a...
Oh, knives and forks and spoons, of course, all that.
Okay. Give everyone a... What?
And I just said the knives and forks and spoons and napkin, you're supposed to...
And you'd cut your food with a...
Oh, with a knife?
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, well, I have to go...
I have to go wash the dishes, sir.
And after she washes the dishes, then to get the suds off, she...
What, a ransom, you mean?
Uh-huh. So you'd say she...
Oh, we'd have to go rinse the dishes or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing the dishes?
Oh, we just call them dish rags and cup towels.
Mm-hmm. Cup towel is...
To dry them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cup towel.
What about the...
I just say dish towels last time.
Huh?
I'll just say dish towels, too. But they are called cup towels, mostly.
Uh-huh. And to bathe your face with, you'd have a...
Oh, you mean a washcloth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And to dry yourself with?
Just the bath towels and hand towels, and of course, for you.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through
a funnel?
And to carry clothes out, to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a
clothes basket.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a...
Oh, you mean if you're riding? Uh-huh. Or with the rain? Bridle rein?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What about when you're driving a horse? You guide him with the...
Yeah, that's a reins, you'd call them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd have long ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
And when people had buggies, they used to have a buggy.
Yeah, a buggy whip.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to, before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to them? Before you can hitch them to it, you have to...
Oh, you mean just a brush or comb them or something or what? I don't know what you...
What you put on them. You have to...
Put the harness on them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'd groom them with a...
Yeah, with a brush or comb.
Mm-hmm. And when you're riding on them, you put your feet in the...
On the stirrups, on the saddle, you know.
Mm-hmm. And something that, nowadays, if the lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new...
Oh, you mean a bulb?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.